Poi Rashi, ma perché mi interessa mandare a Kadol? Poi Rashi. Yeshem el Tzoyer Tzorbi Anedek o Yeshem el Tzoyer Tzorbi Anedek. It's there. Shinui el Tzoyer, meaning if you did Tzoyer in an unusual way, if the Musaq of Mishune, to make it down Lurvi Anedek, to make it into a quarter Nedek, or Ein Shinui el Tzoyer Tzorbi Anedek, or perhaps there's no such musar of putting down tzoris because it's mishuna to a quarter of the nezek. Tipshin lei, so Rav Rashi and the shayla. Tipshin lei, midirava. Why didn't Rav Rashi say it? Well, we could answer it based on Rava. The boy Rava, Rava the shayla.
Which one? Rashi.
No, Rashi.
What the? I'm sorry.
Rashi.
Rashi. I've been looking Rashi.
Rashi.
Okay.
Four lines down. Let's start again. Okay, four lines down. See, by Rav Rashi, Yeshem the Tzoyer is the music of Mishuna. The Tzoyer is done in Mishuna in an unusual way. Is it make it into a Vianezek? To make it into a quarter, half of half. By Yeshem the Tzoyer is, or maybe the music of Mishuna of the Tzoyer is the Vianezek to make it into half of half, quarter of a Vianezek. So the Gemara says, why don't we just resolve his shayla from Rama, the boy Rama? Oh, Rama the shayla, yesh hadol nitzuris, ein hadol nitzuris. Rama the shayla is a shayla, the idea of mu'ud by tzuris. So it says a shayla of mu'ud by tzuris, it means it would become nezek shali. So it means if you would have done it four times, you'd pay nezek shali, mechlal. If when it's a mu'ud, when you do it four times, you'd pay nezek shali. Mechlal, it can't be if you do it one time, twice, three times. Unusually, it's going to be a quarter. Because what's the sowing of time? The sowing of time is to pay half of what you would half of the mud, half of what you would pay on mud. If you're going to tell me the mud that says nothing showing, then the half of the time would be calculating and not a quarter. So I would very much have a suffix and say it's quarter. We should be able to see, it should be based on the Shaila of Rava. You come to one side of Rava that says it, Yesh Mud, the Tzoyer is, then there's no way it could be a quarter of that. A quarter, 25%. Right. Okay, you understand the catch. Says the Gemara, no, Ravashi knew about this Rava, and he still had a Shaila. Still, the Rava hints into Noi Makala. Ravashi and Rava are not contradictory. Rav Ashi had a suffix about Yeshua and Ancient. The Rabbi decided to say, Imtim Tzaleima. Rabbi Imtim Tzaleima. Rabbi was saying, if you would say, then X, Y, and Z. Imtim Tzaleima Ancient, or if you're going to tell me that there's no such thing as a Shinoi, so there's no such thing as Shinoi, then you would definitely always pay 50%. What would be in that case on the fourth time? Yeshua Dor or Ingra Dor. What would be on the fourth time? But if you tell me that there's a shinoi and you pay 25%, then I know there's no such thing as a mu'ud of the pe'amun. Just can't be. But if you're going to tell me there ain't shinoi, and if you're always paying 50%, what would be on the fourth time? Is 50% the din of chatzi nezek tzoris? It's irrelevant how many times. Well, no, the 50% is the tam part of the tzoris. If you do it another time, you would pay nezek shalom. And on that, the Gemara leaves it as a teiko. Another one of Robert Shailas that we don't have an answer. What's the din? Is there a dog for tzoris in the fourth time? Yes or no? No maskona of the Gemara here. Fine. See Rashi. Some Rashi is still on. Yeshin of tzoris revienezek. The Rabbanon, the pligia suntus. According to Rabbanon, the agri suntus. Omri, tzoris keuche, chatzinezek. The tzoris. Done in the usual way, it's chatzin ezek. Heiche, the shin of it, if you did it unusually, you go, you bought on the raglo, it kicked it. Or machas built, it is a tzoris. Because it kicked it, tzoris went off. Meshiba kelim. Mi choshim shinoi, is that considered a shinoi babaketam? Or mesham evia nezek, to pay a quarter. The ados on chatzin ezek, because the mood is chatzin ezek. Hilkev tamus son, so therefore the tamus should be revia nezek. Oh, you ain't shinui, neshana mevia. Or perhaps there's no such idea of shinui to pay a quarter. The Lord Ram Chatzinezek, you always pay Chatzinezek. She ain't Tamos Hador Behem. Tamos Hador is not applicable with them. The Lord Ashkechon Tam, the Mishale, the Botsi, the Talga. The reason why there wouldn't be a Tam, the reason why it wouldn't be a Tam, says Rashi, is because you'll never find a Tam that pays less than half. Rashi's bothered about something. Why Bermet should there not be a shinui by tzoris? Why really not? Let's say the maximum you always pay for tzoris is 50%. The maximum you pay is 50%. So why should there not be a shinui by tzoris? Why should you not pay 25%? What was the Rashi in Sofek? Why did Rashi say, yesh shinui or ain't shinui? What's your Sofek? Avada should be 25%. If the maximum you pay is 50, Tam always pays half of The mood pays 50%, so you should pay 25%. So why should you not?
If Mu'ad is really 100%, and it is Mu'ad, and so Tom would be 50%. So only Halakha Misinai that brings it down from Mu'ad to this new status of being Sororos, and it's only because of that Halakha Misinai that brings it down to 50%.
So you're saying a very nice shout, a very nice idea. Shura wants to say, really? That Mu'ad pays 100%. Just the Torah says, we let you off 50. But then the Tam would still be paying 50% by paying 50% of the damage. It's true, but if the Kalal is that a Tam pays 50% of what a Mu'ad would pay, and that's the rule, not of the damage, that we already proved in that main. Okay, sorry, I'm that the study of Tam is not to pay 50% of the damages, rather 50% of what a Mu'ad would pay. Mm-hmm. If that's the study of Dollar, so here the Torah cut down the Mu'ad to 50%. So you should pay 50% of that. If the study of Tam is to pay 50% of a Mu'ad, you should pay that. You're asking about that. 25%.
If there was some other model on the Torah that had 25%.
Right.
I would say the Sururus itself is a Shinoi. I mean, it's an older regal, it's not an actual regal, you know.
And Tolda's not a Shinoi.
I understand, but it's not Gugufo in a sense.
Right. It's Salafonish Vizina. Okay. Like the Torah said, you pay. Really, Kerche is Kugubu, you know, we just get 50% off. Anyway, so Rashi answers, because Rashi answers, like Rabbi points out. So they ask on Tam to Mishan in Potsmi Paga. There is no model anywhere in the Torah where we find the Tam paid less than 50%. So therefore, to make up and say, okay, you're paying less than a half of a Mu'ad, and this time the Mu'ad pays 50%, that we don't find. That was Rav Ashi's China. Really, Mitzvah, you should pay 25%. Or maybe no, since there's no Makor in the Torah for such a Chiddush, you don't. On that, the Gemara said, but the Maisa, if Rabbi the title of Yeshua all the Torahs, and there's a tzad you pay 100%, Nucha, there can't be a Tam that pays 25%. Mechlal, next Rashi, the in Shinui. The Shinui, the Revia, if there would be a Shinui to pay 25%, have a Chatzinezek, Lados, it must be that this 25% is half the damages of what a Mu'ad would pay. Why did we need Rava? Let me put it as a shayla. Then maybe you would pay 100% if it's a mod. Vada ain't a door. The shalim nezik sholim. There's certainly no tzad to pay that the mood should be nezik sholim. The tamos rivia nezik. Because other the tamos is only a quarter. And the door, the nechati nezik. Mishani Rashi, dilma Rava imtim zemikol. Rashi says, you know what, Rava's not austerity. But Rabbi Misafkali, really, Rav also had this topic. Rav Hachi Kami Boyeli. This is what Rav was asking. Yeh Shinui or Ein Shinui? Do we say there's a Shinui and pay 25%? Or is there, do we say no, only 50%? Ein Tim Slem Ein Shinui, if you tell me only 50%, Vezui Tzatam also, and this is what a Tam would pay, is 50%. Yeh Shador Le Tamos Zu or Ein Ador? Is there, this Tam has become 100%? If you do it four times, or no, the halacha was only 50%. That's a shame. Okay, very good. Next, Shaila.
So, don't you see from this that Rebbe was asking on a Shinui Tzoros?
You do. Yeah.
Which is Rashi's first shot that he rejects.
Right. Yeah. This is us. This is okay. This is water, right?
Right. Okay.
This is the last narrow lines of the Testament Aleph, beginning on the wide lines. This is right. Rabbi Shaila was incorporating both. Very well remembered that this is where Tesis Porter and the
Right.
Boy, Rabbi Rashi got now Shaila. Okay. Boy, Rabbi. What's our law about koyach koyach? We know that sumchus holds. If an animal damages within its kuf, how much do you pay? If it damages with koyach, its wings from its wings, or the stones that are kicking off from it, how much do you pay? Don't know about the issues in that. What would be by koyach koyach? Do it because he then implement then the halakha mishum sinai. Oh, he holds no such thing as an operation. You see, like, full stop. That's what Rashi's saying. But if Rashi could have been in Sumchus, could have done me or you know? We're going to in Sumchus. We got me a loco. Does he actually learn a loco of a loco mission? We see, like, when Moiki love a Kirk, and he'll implement it with Kirk, or apply it to Kirk, or then I'm going to go out of a cloud. Maybe doesn't learn this halach at all. And this was also left off of the Shaila and Tevi. So Shaila, it's funny Shaila really, because it's not halach l'maisa. Right? This teiku is a Shaila in Sulfus. It's not halach l'maisa because the country of Bahama we never asked the Shaila. This is the Nakuda which we mentioned then, and we will mention again in Daf Kaf Beis. There is a Nidim where the Rashi Shaila is Negeh also for Chachamim. We know the Rabbanon hold that for Gufa, how much you pay? For Kircho, how much you pay? What would they say about Kircho? Do they hold that it is nothing? Well, they all know it's Chatzinezek. That's the Shaila in the Rosh and Tesis. The Rosh and Hasuga holds that he only asked on Sulkos, because according to Rabbanon, it's Poshut, that Kircho is the same as Kircho. He only got Shaila Kuntus. Sumkus needs to, does he need to apply this rule of Alokon Mishmisi? Yeah, maybe he would apply it to Kirk Kirk. By Kuntu Rabbanon, it's Poshut, Kirk Kirk is like Kirk Oi, and you would pay Chatzinez the whole way. That's right, Ravashi didn't have that Shaila. We see from Ravashi that in Rabbanon he never had a Shaila. Ravashi only asked on Sumkus. Why?
Yeah.
Because the Svara is, Mr. Ravashi spoke out, really. Koyach, Koychoy, and Koychoy, all like Gufa. Really, they're all the same. There's no difference. Just Halacha Mishmi Sinai, I dropped it down from 100 to 50. So you have Halacha Mishmi Sinai, okay? Maybe you. So the Halacha Mishmi Sinai, I took it down by Koychoy. So by Koychoy, continues on the same Maslul. There's no Havim in the Koychoy, it's pot. Koychoy is like Koychoy, which is like Gufa. That's what the shit is. Why do you pay half nezek by koyach, by kuchli? Halacha mishmizina, really, if not for the halacha mishmizina, how much would you pay? Nezek shalim, why? Because kuchli is a gufay. Just so, because if you have to hold of the halacha mishmizina, so just like that, from him applied it to kuchli, even though it's basically like gufay, they applied it to kuchli. Some has done the pride to Kirchhoff, but maybe pride to the next stage down to Kirchhoff. But according to the Rabbanon, again, we go with the basic premise that Kirchhoff and Kirchhoff and Gufay are all the same. Just whether it's Alok HaMishmi Sinai, then there's Alok HaMishmi Sinai. So, maybe according to Rabbanon, we don't have a Shaila. They learn Alok HaMishmi Sinai, it teaches us, you drop down. And then, all along, at Mevest Mishama will always be that. Kirchhoff. All of them are only good for it, and yet the Allah Khamishmi Sinai said you apply the rule of Khatzi Nezek. So because we have a child, because he says Kirk is mamish like good for it. What would be by Kirk? Would he apply there the rule of Allah Khamishmi Sinai? That's what According to that, when this table is not, it's a shayla stama svara in Sukkos, which is not a gel at all. Tosfos though learns that according to Rabbanan, kirkut is possible. Along with Mishnah Mesina taught us you pay 50 for kirkut. There's no along with Mishnah Mesina for kirkut, and therefore you pay nothing. That's the shit of Tosfos. This shadow of Rashi again, Rabbanan as well. What's the din of kirkut?
Well, it tells us why wouldn't the question be asked on the phone?
Right. That's our Aaron. Our Aaron Tosfos, which is the Rosh's horror.
It's a piece of copper.
This, I kicked the stone, the animal kicked the stone, and broke a vase. The vase went to broken out of it.
What's that more about that?
We had the case in the Mishnah, right? What's the case?
The case
was he struck the kli and he broke it, and then that kli itself went off. There wasn't kli, but the kli itself he broke. It was just kli. But there wasn't a fushimish. Irish my life, it wasn't a fushimish. Right? So that's a shannon in. The case there is it stood on a knee, smashed it with a goof. Piece of pot shot broke off from that knee and hit another knee. That's normal series. After my case, you kicked the stone broke a knee. That knee itself then went off and hit something else and broke that, which is now the second stage, right? And so we'll see later in the Gemara discuss it. You are a bit late on, halfway, another 10 minutes. Okay, we'll get this thought today. One second. I just want to end up my point. So, according to this, the Ravashi Shad is the gate to our bottom as well. It's nice for the table. It's not Kasha. It's nice for the table. The table is the gear for Shad, for Halacha Maisa as well. But, otherwise, same. He's coming to explain. So he will come to teach us what the Halacha will be based on. Yeah, I'm not the
right. Yeah. I'm just wondering. All the same thing.
Yeah.
We don't differentiate Bacal in any of these.
Right.
So where do we even have such a word from? Like, we're using this word. How would we feel about Bacal? There's no such thing as Bacal.
Lachingly, no difference.
Right. Why do we discuss it when it doesn't exist?
Now, lachingly, it might not be. It might be the same halacha. They're definitely Metzius.
Exactly.
So that's what we're asking. According to, and then according to Sunkus, that hold that you don't hold the halacha which we've seen on the first stage, maybe on the same stage than you would have.
Right? Do we have any place where it says you pay 50%?
That's the shadow of Ravashi.
But right, we don't have Ravashi. We have no
modern. No Mishnah. It's the shadow of Ravashi.
I'm still bothered by how we define the Shinoi. We talk about the Galolim, and that we call them the Shemadik. And now Koach Koko, we don't call them the Shemadik.
Yeah.
Because how possible, how likely is that to occur? Wouldn't we call that a Shinoi?
It's not unlikely to occur. Not exactly that either. Because by the Galolim, actually very long. It's not unlikely, like a kilo of fluke. That's what you're talking about, something a fluke. They hit that. So a probability would be closer to zero, so no. But in some cases, if it happens, okay, it was a fluke. But everything that happened there is a normal fluke. I'm saying having dough underneath an animal is not fluke. Having dough under an animal is not meant to be like that. It's not meant to be a matzav situation when an animal is standing over the dough. It shouldn't be such a situation that the glory should hit it. Just the situation, not fluke or something happened, but rather just metzias shouldn't have happened. The whole situation is a weird situation. Seeing an animal walking down, stones hit this and stone hit that. It's not weird. Unlucky. It's not weird. It's not one. Wow, how did that happen? Yeah. That's the difference. Which sort of means the situation is a situation that shouldn't have happened. Right? Either shouldn't have happened, it shouldn't have been kicking. That's the action that's the shuas. We shouldn't have happened a long decision to be on the toe underneath the volume underneath the beam. That's yes. If that's the situation that the animal has got nowhere else to move, that's where it is. So there's no surprise that he's on top of an Issa. That's the situation. Okay. I saw remember
that the you can't argue on halakha.
Yeah, we gave three truths. We gave three truths. One is Biskiron, one is Chiyas, and some of the Yonson. We said, the halakha's Moshe Messina is that we're in the Kabbal from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way down to now, and that there's no machlokes. Now, it's some halakha's which when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, I think 3,000 halakha's, some halakha's were forgotten, and as never knaz, he brought them back to his pinchas. On those, you can have a machlokes. That's one shot. There were other truths. What does that mean? What did it mean in the Mishnah? It was kicking and throws from an outside top to a glove. What does that mean? He wrote, oh, here you go. Yeah, right. What does that mean? He wrote, right. What does the Mishnah mean? Hoysom Mibaetis. The animal was kicking. One case. Vizika Bibilton. And it damaged through its kicking. That's one case. Oi. Another case. It kicked off stones in a normal manner. On that, the Mishnah said, you pay for it. This Mishnah is going like Rabon. The Mishnah is going like Rabon. Oh, you deem it. Or perhaps, Hoysim Abaetes, you read the Mishnah differently. Hoysim Abaetes, it was kicking the Zika of the Etonic damage through its kicking. You pay for it. Oi. Tsurios Machos built. Or perhaps, the Tsurios happened also Machos, that kicking that we were speaking about just beforehand. And in both those cases, Mishayim Chatzinez. Well, how do you read the Mishnah? Is the Mishnah talking about the Tsurios happening in the normal way or the abnormal way? Do we say, if it happened in the normal way, Pei Chatzinezek? And then who's the Mishnah going like? Rabbonim. Or is Pshat that have the Tsurios happening in an unusual way, and that's why you pay Chatzinezek? If it happened in the usual way, then you would pay Nezek Shoni, and that would be going like some cause. But if it had been the usual way, Mishalim Nezik Shalim, you would pay Nezik Shalim. Omani Sumchus, and it's that that's Shitta Sumchus. Who's the author of the Mishnah? Who's the author of the Mishnah? Hakami or Sumchus? Toshima, Mesefer. Let's not say, this is the case of Yossi Bolt. It trod on a kli and it broke it. And the Sheva broke onto another kli and broke the same thing. On the first one, you pay Nezek Shalim. On the second one, you pay Chatzin Nezek. Why do you pay Nezek Shalim on the first one? He's trod on a kli and he broke it, and then that's good. That's right. That's good. That's no more regular. Why do you pay Chatzin Nezek on the shawl that went off and broke the second kli? So yes, you pay Nezek on Aitzumkos. So since the safe is clearly on Aitzumkos, these Sumkos, if it's going on Aitzumkos, me is the Chatzin Nezek. The Sumkos apply to all the rule of Chatzin Nezek. So since the safe on the mission is clearly going like the Chachomim, so the Reisha is also going out of Chachamim, and what's the case of the Reisha? Okay. It damaged the stones, okay, and that's where you pay Chatzin Nezek. If you damage the unusual, maybe you also pay Chatzin Nezek.
We have cases with the Shai, so we ask questions like this, and then we say that half the mission is ruled by one, half the mission is ruled by the other. So if that's the case, how can we try to...
Before you make it worse, and when that happens, The Gemara says Tabro, Tabro, Tabro. Mishna Shanazu, Lo Yishanazu. Tabro. What does Tabro mean? It's broken. It's a broken Mishnah. You have to say it. If you have to say it, then if it's broken, it's broken. But that's not how you learn a Mishnah. You don't learn a Mishnah making it broken. So a Mishnah, if the Sefer is going to have a Chomim, the Reish is going to have a Chomim. There's nothing to talk about. It's Muchan otherwise. Why? Yeah. So, yeah, when do we have Tabo? Let's do a quick for her. When do we have Tabo? Misha Shonazu, Le Shonazu?
Probably before any test.
We had them of Memzain on the base.
Exactly.
Memzain on the base. We had a mission that was the race was going to be Rabbon, Rebbe, then it was all mixed up with it was Rebbe, Rabbon, and Rebbe. And the Gemara said one test was Tabor, Mishnah Shana, Zubay, Rebbe Shana, Zubay. Then believe me, that's when you're on the ropes. And indeed, the Gemara got out of it afterwards. You don't do that. So maybe if the state of the mission is going to have Rabbon, the race of the mission is going to have Rabbon. And the rage is talking about without any Yisoidi being as exotic. So you can't tell me that the Rabbon on the that the rage is Dafka because if it'd be normal, you'd be as exotic. That's simple. Come. Okay. Says the Gemara. V'chi teima. Maybe you know what? I can. Maybe I can still fit the Mishnah in like the Rabbon, like Sumpus. How can that be? Maybe Risha is Risha in that Tosa. This is the Shura's case. The Risha that says that Risha, sorry, maybe he did a Risha and Risha Atola in the safe of the Mishnah and said, Ala Risha, you pay Nezek Shalim, and the Akron, you pay Chatzin Nezek. What's the Risha? Sure. So we thought Risha was what it's trodden itself and it's good boy. Nay, maybe Risha means the first time the stones went offline. The shard went offline. So on that, what it does, because meaning after that, the next stage, Mashani, Shani Atoza, maybe in a Khami, Sumpus was all there's a music of Khatsin there. Like, that's Kirkoi. From Kirkoi, he owns his Nezik Shalim. Going like Sumpus. The Khite Marishoi, Rishon Atoza, Mashani, Shani Atoza. And Sumchus differentiates between Kerikori and Kerikori. And the whole the body of Rashi. Rashi had a Sofet. Rashi had a doubt. Is Kerikori like Kerikori or not? Or like the Kerikori? If she laid the like the Kerikori, which made him fair for me, it's not Kerikori because it's in the Mishnah. How much do you pay? How much do you pay for the Shani? And on the Rishon, you pay Nezek Shalim. What's the Rishon in Soyos? So you see, some goes old. Soyos is Nezek Shalim, but Kerkerk is Chatzin Nezek. If that's Pshat in the Mishnah, the Marjorie of Rashi Shaila. If Rashi had such a Shaila, that means he didn't know that's Pshat in the Mishnah. If we didn't know that Pshat in the Mishnah, so then we know then what the beginning of the words of the Mishnah mean. The beginning of the words of the Mishnah that says that you pay Chatzin Nezek for Bo'atah and Chatzin Nezek for Tzoros is because of the Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, no, Rav Ashi, Rabbanon make you know. Rav Ashi himself pulled down the Mishnah going to Rabbanon. He learned that the Mishnah is going to Rabbanon. Doesn't mean, therefore, we don't have a mocking to learn is going to Chachamim. If Ashi himself in Achamim, we learn the Mishnah is going to have a Rabbah. Uboila Hochi. This word, Uboila Hochi, was a little tricky. What's the Uboila Hochi? These words, Uboila Hochi, remember we did the first time? We pointed out it's not going on what we just discussed. It's going back on what Ashi had beforehand. Of Yeshin and Tzoyis, Ein Shin and Tzoyis. Remember, Rashi had the Shaila, is it Shaykh the Musug of Shinui by Tzoyis? That you pay 25% or not? That was Rashi's Shaila. So he says that was good for him. Why do you have such a suffering? Because he wasn't sure how to learn this mission. The Mishnah says, Hoysam eva etes vezikah bebiuto. Mitzvah said the big damage and so it's the normal way. You pay chatinezer. Or machmas biut. Maybe you can make a deal. And if it would have been machmas biut, had you done service in an unusual way, you'd be paying revienezek. Vieshinui. Or dim. Or no, perhaps you don't read the Mishnah that way. Oi some of the etas, vizik reviuto. Oi, so it's not as biut. Chatzinezek, the ancient. All the tzuris was machas biut, and still it's chatzinezek. So you see, ancient. They believe that as a shayla. We move on to the one. The Rashi left off with the shayla: is there shinui tzuris or not? I just give a second. The Gemara last bit about that. There's a shayla had to learn the Gemara. There's two possibilities why we'd have that shayla. The Mishnah said, "For a hoyse of a etes." Oh, sorry, it's Renatin Mitachas regular. Mitachas regular. That's all the mission says. On both of those cases, you pay Chatzinezek. The Ve'etzes is possible. That one we can put on the side. Why do you pay Chatzinezek? Because it's Karen, I'm a Ve'etzes. But I carried on to talk about Tzoris Renatin. Is that a completely standalone case, Tzoris Renatin? And I'm coming to tell you all the halachos of Chatzinezek. Is that what's going to tell me? There's the Karen and the Tzoris. Or is that second case a continuation of the first case? Oh, it's the Ve'etzes, he damages his goof, it's Chatzinezek. And if the Tzoris happened because of that kicking, also Chatzinezek. Right? That's our sofa. Now, why would the Mishnah talk about specifically Tzoris happening through kicking? If God said that maybe the Mishnah means Tzoris through kicking. Why would the Mishnah want to talk about tzoris through kicking? What's the chiddush? Well, why dafka tzoris through kicking? And we've got tzoris, we've got one of two ways. Say, you know why it took that tzoris through kicking? Because if it was normal, you would pay nezek shalim. That's one way. We have to talk about kicking. And if you did tzoris in the normal way, you'd pay nezek shalim. That's one way you could say. Another way you could say is, and it's going to be chiddush. Even though it happened in an unusual way, you still pay 50%. Still pay chatzinezek. There's two possibilities how to learn what these words mean. Tzoris done in an unusual way. The Mishnah comes to tell me to do. Tzoris done in an unusual way. How much you pay chatzinezek? What's the Mishnah come to tell me? A deal or a gevaldige chiddush? Which one is the Mishnah come to say? Is it a deal? This case is chatzinezek. That other case would be more, the Nezik Shalim, or is it a Chiddush? Then even in this case, you pay Chatzinezek. Which way do you go? The Gemara originally thought it's going the first way. This way is Chatzinezek. But okay, would be Nezik Shalim. And who's that going like? Zulkus. And that was a shadow of the Gemara. Do, is that what it means to say? Or is that what it means to go to Zulkus? Then the Gemara says, Ravashi said, no. I don't mission out of the way. The shayla, which I'm not sure about, is the mission coming to tell me a chiddush? That even though it's shinoi, you pay chatzinet. And not quarter. Might have bought quarter. So that's the shayla. Do you say it's okay and it's chatzinet? If it's a shinoi, maybe we'd be able to go down to 25. Or do you say, no, the mission says clearly, the tzoris happened through a shinoi, and yet you pay 50%. Yes, shinoi, ain't shinoi. We need that as a team. So those are two arguments in Mori. I have to learn Shad and Mishnah. Originally thought the shayla was the silvers, and then Ravashi said, no, I have the same shayla of yes, shinoi, ain't shinoi I have in how to read this Mishnah. Okay, this is the Ravashi.
This question is from like some question that we covered by the previous Mishnah.
Which previous mission?
In the beginning of the parable.
That's the mission we're talking about. It's that mission that we're discussing. Is it going to make something or not? That's good for the shayla. Right. Vezika bebeito. Vezika bebeito. You see where it is? First words on the line is Vezika bebeito. Vezika bebeito, but I'm serious. It's all of the care and more. it's all okay. Says in the end of the mission, those are created. Due to the splintering off of the pieces of the clear, should also of heat was traveling clear, that clear itself splintered and sent shards to the other clear, and that clear broke. I'll read that again. Oise clear, Risha means Risha Atoza. That clear that broke, Machmas, due to Atoza Shivri Kalim should also love, due to the shards of the clear that he trod on. That's what we call Rishon, co-Rishon. I've come to Tzoyes, you know, even though it's Tzoyes, Mishanim is Ekshonim, Yipen is Ekshonim, and so was he. Or maybe no. Akrim, and so in Akrim, that Akrim not told them. Kigoi, Shema'oi Sekli, Shenishma, and it ain't Tzoyes. From that clear that broke because of the Tzoyes, it is Ushvar, it itself sent off shards, Mishavu Kli Shlishi, and it broke a third clear. And that's why the mission says Bechatin Ezek. If that's true, then we have a mission thing by still Bechatin Ezek. If Shabbat de Rashi, then we've got the, we can resolve with Rashi Shaila. Says the Gemara, Rashi, you can't born on waking up. Akbai, the boy of Rashi Leel, this Shaila, which Rashi had before, Yeshin and Turis, Ancient Oak, Ahoma season Boyla. He had on this mission. This is what his shadow was. Oyster Mavetus. How do you understand what the mission is? Right? That's how he does it. Interesting. Rashi told us beforehand. Remember that Ravashi had a shadow, what did he say? Ancient. And then he said, what should be the tzad? Why should it be ancient? Why should it be ancient? All right, if I say a mood piece half, so a tzad should be a quarter. What's that ancient? Rashi said beforehand, because we never find it. There's no occurrence, there's no model that you pay less than 50% per time. That's in halacha. But the real, that's true, that was the halachic shaylan. But we see from this command, Rashi actually saw his suffering in the mission itself. He wasn't sure how to run the mission. If the mission says that, is Kiyuchi, then you've got nothing to say. If you do it in an unusual way, you pay 25%. Or maybe the Mishnah of Kuf was telling us that you never find Chatzinet time paying less than Chatzinetic. And that's why the Mishnah is telling us that even though it's done not okay, you pay 50%. Because the whole Kuf of the Mishnah itself is teaching us this a lot. Since we don't find anywhere in the whole Torah that time pays less than 50%, so the mission is telling us that even if you do it in an unusual way, you pay 15%. Okay, we have a taste of it.
Which one?
Yeah, Rashi Karabono Moikula. The third taste is on the page. Rashi Karabono Moikula. And the Motel Mima, the Gemara says, I understand. You're telling me that Sons was old, a chilim between Kirk and Kirk Kirk. I've actually had the suffering about it. Why is it actually got a suffering? The Mishnah said it. Have a Motel Mima, the intim Seloyma Ka'am. You could say that Ashi Shaira was Gufa, intim Seloyma. Intim Seloyma, that could be Kirk. The Gemara doesn't have the shayla. Is our mission going like Sulpus or going like Rabban? And we want to suggest it's going like Sulpus. If we're going like Sulpus, then it's not like Ravashi, right? So the Gemara, no. Maybe the Gemara shayla is going like Sulpus or Rabban, and it's after Ravashi. Ravashi had the shayla. Is it Kirk is like Kirk or not? And we want to learn the maybe Imtim Tzaleim Ekwama. Imtim Tzaleim Elav Kikur Gedomim. If you tell me that Kirkuk is not Kirkuk. Then we've got a possibility to explain the Mishnah going Isokos. Then I've got Shaila Masnitzer Rabon and Isokos. If we would take on the Tzadis, not Kirkuk, we don't mean. So now I can explain the last time of the Mishnah going Isokos. Now I have a Shaila, the whole Mishnah going Isokos. Or maybe the whole Mishnah is going to the Rabon. If you tell me Kirkuk is Kirkuk, we don't mean. And Sunkos is all you pay Nezik Shalin. Then the last line of the Mishnah doesn't dream with Sunkos. It says, Posh, the Mishnah is going like their own bottle. But once you tell me, love you, Kirkidomi, that opens up the game for us. We can now learn the last line of the Mishnah in one of two ways, either Sunkos or their bottle. So we made the letter, I think, my other shy that do say it's going like Sunkos or going like their bottle. Hello, and he prayed to me, boy, and be Ishan, be Ishan. He preferred to present the tales that I think Mark carried on about Ishan, be Ishan. The third
place.
Say again? Yeah? I think that's actually where I wanted to stop the station. So I'll say it again. I don't think we did the station even the first time around. And I just wanted the beginning part of it. Vashi tells us, Vashi, so the Gemara the Shai, is the Mishka, like some close to the Rabba. Gemara said, if it's going like some close, then it's Mukach, the end of the Mishnah, the Kirkudomi. So what was Ravashi's Shai then? The Gemara said, no, Ravashi actually learned the Mishnah differently, Yeshin and Ancient. And this is, I could have said different terms. In Achanami, this sofer, which we had, if our mission is going like Sumkos or Rabbanon, is after Ravashi. Ravashi had to shine that what's the din by Kirkukoi. Al-Sad, the Kirkukoi is not by Kirkukoi. Al-Sad, the Sumkos has told you, Bechatinezek, by Kirkukoi, then when I read the last line of the mission, I can fit in with Sumkos. If that's true, then maybe the beginning of the mission is also going to Sunkos, or maybe not. Maybe the whole mission is going to be more. So the Gemara could have answered that. Yeah, the Gemara had a different text, a better text. The Gemara felt the Rav Ashi himself, not in Tim Salema, Rav Ashi himself at the same shayla we have, but with Yeshenu or in Shenu. Okay, that's where we wanted to get to. Rosh, and we managed to get to Kazai. And now, we're moving forward. Boimine, from Boimine. To the second white line, and I have to keep going till the next two dots on your test on the base. An interesting shayla that's coming up about Shitayachid, Shitarabim, Hilchos Regel, Tzoros, coming up there, a very interesting read. But from these two dots till Mietz Hashem, the two dots on your test on the base, the first two dots on your test on the base. So take it, yeah. So we have first a little bayman and then the bigger bayman. Okay.
I believe we skipped these two tosfos in your chasmon days.
Your chasmon days you didn't do in chazal.
All right.
Do you want to do it now?
Yeah.
Fine. Okay. Those of you that have kerach for a bit of chazal and chazal, you're welcome to listen in. Otherwise, you're welcome to start your chasmon day. Hello, the boy over Yishando. Your tesis, your tres on the base, top of the page. The Gemara of Machlokes by Hiddus. Machlokes by Lozan and Chomet. If Lozan said you pay Nezik Shal Migufoi, and the Chomet said you only pay Chatzin Nezik Migufoi. I was talking about the Keller that took the Charara and lit the Godish. If Lozan said you pay Nezik Shal Migufoi, and so what was how do we understand the machlokes? Like Ma wanted to say, it was talking about that he did it three times, four times. But then he ignored it. And the shadow was whether Yeshua Dara Tzoyes, Eina Dara Tzoyes. The Gemara said, at the heart of the boy, Rabbi, Yeshua Dara Tzoyes, Eina Dara Tzoyes, Rabbi had a shadow about it. Why is it a shadow? It should be told on machlokes of Lezner Abonim. It says, Tasis, how becomes Rabbi Levi Yodah Reis? Rabbi didn't know this price. Rabbi had the shayla on Amud Aleph. In Tzoris Migufay, do you pay Tzoris Migufay? Now, one of the big malakrimis is this price. So, if Rabbi knew this price, he wouldn't have asked it. So, he didn't know this price. So now, Rabbi had another shayla as well. Yeshado Einado. So what we can say, well, we've got a raya from this braisa to answer your shayla. Why are you asking a shayla? We have a raya from this braisa to answer your shayla. I Rava, don't know this braisa. If I knew this braisa, I wouldn't have asked the other shayla about yesh. So it's be good for him. So I don't know this braisa. So what's your question on me? How can I have this shayla? I've got braisa. I've got the Rava over your life braisa. Mid the boy, good for mishale. Agamara didn't mean to say that. How could Rava ask the shayla? He meant we ourselves should be able to resolve the shayla. Nifsha minatra, we should be able to resolve the shayla. We should be able to resolve. Migufa, we should be able to resolve. Yesha do, ina do. Vidochi, loy nifsha mino. The Gemara was pushed off, refuted that. Loy nifsha mino, we can't learn that. Loy ha, not by gufa, and not about yesha do. So is. Because, as the Gemara is going to carry on, the Shaila was going like Sumchud. Eventually, the Gemara said, it's going like a tough. It's from Hashino, you know, Shetanizik. It's from Hashino, Shetanizik. Therefore, this price is nothing about, sorry, it's people for you, and nothing about Hadar, Inadar. It's from one time, and it's from Tauf, and it did Hashino, and therefore, it got no right from this price to anything. Gemara takes out the question, what's the Gemara asking on Rava from a Brisa if Rava didn't know it? And Tosi said it didn't mean that. It meant to say, let us solve the Shaila, both about, so it's Megufoi, or Mehador, let us solve the Shaila. And the Gemara said, no. And then they, this Brisa is talking about something else, somewhere tough. Okay? Bein Avon and Bein Avon, the Kisum Kisrile. Now this is now going on to Rav Tav. The Gemara said, the Maskonos of the Gemara was that this braisa of Rav Amram and Rav Elazar are holding like nothing to do with tzoris, nothing to do with mud. It's not that I did it one time in Mishuna, in a Shus and Nizek. And the Achleik is in Mishuna, Shus and Nizek, how much do you pay? Chatzi Nizek or Nizek Shalei? And remember, we said there's five answers in the five Pshat in the braisa. Pshat two and Pshat five were the same. So really, there's four. This was Pshat 2. This was the Dich we said originally of Rav Tav. The Gemara wasn't married so much to explain it, but this is where the Gemara now speaks all out. If you can tell me there's a new Svog of Tav from Rav Tav from Shaila, whether you've been as a Ksholim in the Shumash, Kerem, Chetzah, and Izrik, it's got nothing to do with Tzumchus or the Rabbonon. So why is the Gemara saying that they hold like Tzumchus? Say they hold like the Rabbonon. Why did he say Bein Rabbonon, Bein Ablozer, Tzumchus Tzvili? In Tema, Loma Dochak Lema, Tzumchus Tzvili. Beish Lema, Mishum Deike Rabbonon. If it began like the Rabbonon, Im Kein Tifshoit, we could resolve from there, the Ein Shinu Litzurius Revian Ezek, that there's no such Musuk of paying a quarter. Because if it's going on the Rabbanon, and it was Mishunah, the story was Mishunah, and yet, how much they say in the Mishnah, in that price, how much the Rabbanon say you pay? Chatzi Nezek. So you see, even though it's Mishunah, you pay Chatzi Nezek. Oh, you deebet serious Kyokayu, Yizboy. Oh, you deebet serious Kyokayu. If by normal serious, Yizboy, Rosa Chatzi Nezek, Rabbanon, if Rosa holds its Chatzi Nezek, and he was talking about Mishunah, then Betzuri said, Lishinui, Loi Yischayim Nezek Shoyim. Even though he holds like Tav, what we say, Mishunah, Kechatzah, what's Pshan Rebbe Elazar we saying? Since it's Mishunah, Keren, Mechatzah, Nizek, Nezek Shoyim, Mishanim. Right? Now, how much would you have paid if it'd be Betzuri in the normal way? How much would you pay the tzuris in Norway? If you don't like the Rabbani, you pay Chatzi Nezek, then there's no way that because it's Mishunah, in a Chatzi Nezek, you should pay more than Chatzi Nezek. There's no way. So, Mamela, Al Kochach, Rabbi Loza must hold like Sumpus. If Rabbi Loza is saying that you pay Nezek Sharim because Mishunah came in Chatzi Nezek, we're talking about tzuris. How can it be because it's Mishunah, you pay more than tzuris in the normal way? Tzuris in the normal way, you only pay Chatzi Nezek. If it's Mishunah, you pay Nezek Shalim. How can that be? Adamai must be a blood himself, not all the medic of sinners. So it's in the normal way you pay medic shali. And Mishuni also pay medic shali. I forgot the stomach of Tafim. Even though he holds him with Tafim, there's no way he can be more. They like a cover payment. There's no cover payment now. Keep the serious Shemaregel, the Chatar and Izik, a Mishalim, and a Chatinezek. The Shemaregel only pays Chatinezek. So maybe the Gam serious to Karen, the Shalim, Kim Chatinezek. Also, the serious of Karen should only be that. So Mamela says to Isis that since the laws must be going with Das, Sumchus, then we're going to put a bottom also with Das Sumchus, not to make him a Chuk. So let me just, the last part we didn't learn in the first one. So let's just go over this tasis. Tasis has a question. We're now at the end of the day, the way we explain the Blas Nachomim is going to help Israel tough. Should have cared with Zani, they know they show him a shine. So Morris said, the Bane of Blas, the Bane of Nachomim, hold up Sumchus. And the Machuikas is about Arab tough. They're arguing about Arab tough. So why do we have to say it's going like Sumchus? Why don't we just say, but all the level, and the machlek it is, the shun of Kerem Bechtan is whether you pay Nezik Sholem or not. So the thesis, 2 points. Number one is, if Bemet, you're saying he holds like Rabbonim, and yet you're saying you pay 50%, even though it's Mishunah, so then we can answer the Shaila of Abashi on Dafir Tesamadak. Abashi had the Shaila. What's the din of Rabbonim if you do it in the Shinim? Do you pay 25 or not? If we're going with Rabbonim, so he says clearly you pay 50. That's one thing we don't want to do. If Rashi had the shayla, we don't want to say that's Pshama Brisa.
And we can't say that Rashi didn't have that Brisa.
You can do it if you're stuck to. But let's say he did, and that's why we're going to explain it. It's going to be like Sumchus, not shayla. And the second shot is that it wouldn't make sense anyway. It wouldn't make sense anyway. What do you want to say? That they hold that they're on bottom, and they brought the city pain as a shalim. Why? They're becoming more humble than doing service in the normal. And then it's Chatzi Nezek. So how can it be that Tafim will be paying Nezek Sholem because of a Kal Chemer when Shem Regal is only Chatzi Nezek? So maybe Reb Loz is certainly going like Sumchus, and if Reb Loz is going like Sumchus, then we'll put Rabbanan as well in order to avoid making a double Machlokes going on it. Okay, that's the end of Chazor. Okay, Mirtz Hashem. Let's move on.
Yeah.
And Bokshem, Shkoyach for the Chazor, first of all. It was a very good chazor. Hashem, we hope to move on and build on what we've just done. We wish the Chanel Shalom to Yaakov. You should have a safe journey. I hope the snow will clear enough for you to land. And should be well. Going today, right?
It's snowing in my boots here. It's snowy.